Welcome to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. And now, experience the good life today.
Aloha from Honolulu, Hawaii. I'm Danny Yamashiro. Welcome to The Good Life. We are here to help unleash your God-given purpose. Dr. Neil Clark Warren, who is the founder and CEO of eHarmony.com, says of the book How to Pick a Spouse by Dan Chun, if you apply the principles in this book, you will be able to master the various stages in choosing a spouse in such a way that the likelihood of divorce will simply have a zero probability. He goes on, take your time reading How to Pick a Spouse. Answer all the questions that are posed to you. Make sure you get very clearly in mind what Dan Chun is saying to you. And I guarantee that you will find it both exciting and practically helpful. What is the nature of my guarantee? If you read this book and follow its teachings and your marriage does not succeed, I will give you a free membership to eHarmony.com. A guarantee from Dr. Neil Clark Warren, who wrote the foreword to the book, How to Pick a Spouse by Dan Chun. Dan is in studio with me today to speak about this topic that has been, in many respects, rarely discussed and certainly not put together in the form in which God has enabled to do it. It's a compilation of years of research and experience, as he will share with us. And so let me pause, as we typically do, to remind you the reason we have the Good Life Radio program is to lead you closer and closer to Jesus Christ. And you say, well, what does How to Pick a Spouse have to do with leading me to Christ or leading me closer to Christ? Well, by the power of God's Spirit, when we come to Christ, he enables us not only deeper possibilities and an enlarged capacity to live life to the full, his Spirit leads and guides us, as I believe he will as you read this book. I read it and it has touched me. And I want to encourage you to grab hold of it and take in the teaching that Dan Chun has to say. Dan Chun is the senior pastor of First Presbyterian Church of Honolulu. In 1983, he founded Hawaiian Islands Ministries with his wife, Pam, with Honolulu spring gatherings of 4,000 adults and teenagers. The Chuns have trained more than 50,000 church leaders. A former journalist, Dan was a TV newscaster with a CBS affiliate in Honolulu. He's spoken all over the world, across the United States, in countries such as England, Thailand, China, Singapore, and the Philippines. He received his Master of Arts degree from the University of Southern California in cinema production, his Master of Divinity and Doctor of Ministry degrees from Fuller Theological Seminary, where he is also a trustee. He's a rabid fan of Compassion International and the Alpha Course. You can follow Dan's blog at danchun.com. He and his wife have three children and two wonderful dogs, Max and Holly. Dan, welcome to our show.
Well, great to be here. It's just wonderful to be here, and such an opportunity to talk about a very important topic for the world, if not our nation.
Why did you write the book?
I wrote the book because I have a deep concern in witnessing, having been a pastor for 35 years, witnessing the pain of divorce on people, or the pain of a marriage that has not gone well. And actually, from 1985 to 1991, I had the privilege of being a pastor at a large Presbyterian church near Stanford University for only singles. I created a department for singles, never married, widowed, or divorced. So for 6.5 years, I had the privilege of studying that lifestyle, studying that season of life, and I taught them principles on how to pick a spouse. to my surprise, a few years ago, we surveyed to see how many of the singles who got married during the time of my singles ministry, and 261 got married. But what's surprising was only 25 got divorced. So that's like a 9.5% of divorce rate, which is far below the national rating, which is somewhere between 20 to 39%, depending on your demographic. And so when I heard of this, I thought, you know, maybe I better put in writing some of the principles I taught, because maybe this could help other people. And divorce is so painful that if you walk into anything that's going to create so much pain, why wouldn't you want to take some precaution? So can you imagine going on a airplane flight from, let's say, Honolulu to Los Angeles, and the flight attendant says, you know, you have a 40% chance of not making it. You'd say, what are you talking about? Or even a 20% chance you're not going to make it. So if marriage can be that difficult to succeed, then let's have some real practical helps in picking the right spouse so that we can cut back on the pain of divorce. I've been a pastor for 35 years, so whether counseling married people or single people, why not avoid pain if you can and have a fulfilled life in picking the right spouse?
You talk about some very sensitive subjects. I mean, the whole matter can be very sensitive. But you mentioned something called soul tearing in the book. What is that?
Well, to care for one's soul would mean to make sure that you're picking the right spouse and that you have the health and the nourishment to sustain you for a long life. But not just a long life, a fulfilled life, a joyous life, a meaningful life. And clearly, picking a spouse is one of the ways we can ensure that soul care. So, for example, three of the most important questions you could ever ask yourself is, who is going to be my master? And that could be Jesus Christ, if you're a Christian, or some self-help philosophy or whatever. Who is going to be the one who you will live for? But second, who is your mate? Picking a mate is clearly one of the three most important decisions. And third, what is your mission? What is going to drive you? What's your passion? What's your purpose? When your head hits the pillow at night, what is really going to make you feel, I've done a good day's work? And so those three are so critical critical decisions in making sure that we live a fulfilled, passionate life.
He mentions about soul caring. Divorce itself has a tearing effect. Dan, when it comes to that, you mentioned the 9.5% in your ministry there at Menlo Park. What's the national average, or what kind of statistics do you have of comparison?
Well, first of all, let me clear up some erroneous thinking in that we've heard for the longest time that one out of two marriages don't work or dissolve into divorce. And that was out of a crazy thinking that, oh, look, there are, you know, a million or 2 million divorces or 2 million marriages a year, but there are a million divorces. So I guess that's one out of two. But that wasn't accurate, because those could be different people, different times. We don't know if it's the second marriage, first marriage, and all that. But it really is about nationally in the 33% or so. Mm-hmm. And I say 20 to 39% because it depends on your demographic. It's very interesting. It depends if you're educated, if what race you are. The joke around my house is that the lowest rate of divorce is about 20%, and that's for if you're Asian and if you're educated and if you tend to do well in your job. And so the joke is, you know, yeah, my three kids are singling adults, but sorry, they're not available. But it really is interesting. It depends on your demographic and your work history and things like that. But clearly, you know, a million divorces is quite a lot. And I think that's why I wrote the book, A Million Divorces. So let's say that so a million divorces involves two people. That's 2 million. Let's say they're two kids. So that's 4 million hurt by a divorce. You throw in the in-laws, that's another 4 million, two on each side of the family. That's 8 million. So imagine that, 8 million people, not even counting other friends and uncles, aunties, and all that, 8 million people are directly affected by a divorce per year. If there's any disease that was cutting people down at 8 million people, we would say, wow, there's a pandemic going on. What are we going to do? Well, so rather than focusing on marriage counseling, which I think is very important, I want to get into the preventive work. Let's cut down the divorces. Let's not go through all that unnecessary pain. And let me write a book to share some very practical ideas of how to be alerted to picking the right spouse and having the right radar.
You talk about dating. You mentioned the three M's. You talk about the disease of divorce. But also this weird zone that people go through in the dating process. When we come back, Dan, let's go further. You know, Dan Chun has pastored for 35 years. For 6.5 years, he specialized in pastoral ministry to more than 5,000 single adults of all ages, never married, separated, divorced, widowed. His book, How to Pick a Spouse, is biblical, relevant, and he shares out of his life gripping, captivating stories from people that he's ministered to, but also things that he's experienced himself. When we come back, more from Dan Chun, the author of How to Pick a Spouse. Stay with us. We'll be back.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath the barren sky. Leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
Danny Yamashiro Ministries presents the Good Life Partnership Club. Join today and receive Danny Yamashiro's inspirational biography, Paradise Calls, as an ebook, a slice of the Good Life CD by mail, a monthly personal letter from Danny that include inspiring devotionals, insider's access of new stories to share, and quarterly newsletters featuring guests, resources, and opportunities for ministry. Plus, a personal invitation to have dinner with Danny Yamashiro this year and a special Christmas gift exclusively for club members. All this for a minimum monthly commitment of just $25 per month at thegoodlifehawaii.com. For less than $1 per day, the Good Life Partnership Club membership will enrich you and multiply by spreading the hope of Jesus Christ to millions across the United States and the world. People like your family and friends. Join today at thegoodlifehawaii.com and click Partners. That's thegoodlifehawaii.com.
Active lifestyles are promoted for healthy living. This involves exercise and a range of sporting activities. There are times, though, when injuries take place resulting from sports, work, or even the effects of age. In some cases, surgical care is necessary to facilitate proper healing. That's the time to call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, with offices at both Paliomi and Kuakini. Dr. Calvin Oishi has treated patients with the compassion, care, and expertise second to none. Call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, 484-2042, 484-2042.
There was a time when filling up your gas tank was a full-service experience. The attendant would look under your hood, check your oil and water, check your tires, and wipe your windows, all while your tank's being filled. Burt's Union Service Station on School Street still does it. They also provide auto repair services with master mechanics to give your car the needed fixing to keep it going a long time, so your dollars stretch with a lasting, smoothly running vehicle. Visit them today. Burt's Union on School Street.
Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guest.
If you're single and you want to get married, maybe you're dating, maybe you have some apprehension in relation to dating. Maybe they are caused by various forms of insecurity that have accumulated in your life over the course of years. Perhaps you know what they are, and in many respects, maybe you don't know what they are. But that's why How to Pick a Spouse is the book for you. Because Dan Chun addresses all of those concerns, but he gives practical insights about what to do with it. And sometimes we get books that explain to us what to do, but they don't very skillfully explain to us why things ought to be done or ought not to be done. And certainly there are very few, if not any, that really, on this particular subject, speak from a biblical perspective. And you know, Dan Chun does it in such a way that it could relate to anybody, whether you are a follower of Christ or not. How to Pick a Spouse by Dan Chun, a book that I encourage you to get a hold of. And you can find out more about this book at howtopickaspouse.com. Again, howtopickaspouse.com. You're listening to the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show. I'm Danny Yamashiro with my guest today, Dan Chun. To find out more about this program, to get this interview in its entirety, go to thegoodlifehawaii.com. You can get this podcast for free. And as I typically do, encourage you, share it with a family member or friend. Well, Dan, we've gone through it. That moment where our hearts are fluttering, our eyes are batting with such excitement for our girlfriend, or someone might be listening there, they can relate, their boyfriend. But you call it this thing, the weird zone. What is that?
Well, I think one of the dangers in picking the wrong person is that we enter into this season of incredible infatuation. In the old days, we would call it a crush. I call it the weird zone. And it's a time when you don't see anything wrong in the person. You know, when you talk about that person, it sounds like you're marrying Jesus or the Mother Mary without sin or something. And you no longer see any faults in the person. You want to spend every free moment with that person. You start trying to cut corners at work to be with that person. You stop to listening to your friends' warnings about that person. And then you're in this incredibly weird zone. You know, the old saying of I'm falling in love. Well, that's exactly what it's like. You're falling off a cliff and you're flailing your arms and you're falling and you're out of control. And that's one of the most dangerous times in romance, that where you really need some good friends. And that's why I talk about, as one of my first principles, that it does take a village to choose a spouse. And there's an old saying of more eyes, clearer vision. See, what normally happens is that you're in love with someone and you say, you know, what do you think of this guy or gal? You know, what do you think of this guy? Isn't he wonderful? He's so spiritual. He's so smart. He makes a great living. He thinks about what I need before I even say it. He knows all of my favorite hobbies, and just go on and on. And then suddenly the person says, so what do you think about him? And at that point, if you're a good friend, you're really painted in a corner. What can you say? You know, you can't, you don't want to burn a bridge, because what if your friend marries this guy? You know, you don't want to criticize him because he may have to be a friend of yours in the inner circle. You don't want to hurt your friend who brought up the boyfriend. And so it's really, really hard. So that's why we have to learn to give permission to our friends to speak honestly, to say, hey, you know, I don't think this guy is good for you. I don't think he is has good personal skills. I don't think he knows how to keep a job. And those kinds of things we don't want to hear when we're in the weird zone. And we don't want to get into like a no veto zone where we don't want anyone to have a possibility of saying, no, I think this is wrong. There's so many stories in counseling that when I talk to people, I think of one young woman who dated a guy for 10 years and then they broke up. And then all of her friends said, you know, we wanted to tell you he was the wrong person for you. And I say, how tragic that is. That's 10 years that she could have picked a different trail and to choose someone else. So we have to learn to give permission to our friends to tell us what they think about the person we're dating, and not wait until we're so firmly committed that we can't say anything. But that also means we need to practice today in giving our friends permission on less important decisions, because it doesn't happen all at once, especially when we're in the weird zone. We don't want to ask for advice. So we should learn now out of humility to ask people what they think about what we're doing or some of our decisions.
This is a very vulnerable place for someone to be, in the weird zone.
Mm-hmm.
What about someone who has been waiting and waiting and praying and being faithful to the Lord, and finally they, yeah, they're in the weird zone, but they're really deep in it because they've waited so long. How could, you know, I'm going to flip to the other side. How did you discern? I mean, when you know somebody has waited that long, or they felt that they've waited that long, how do you know whether, you know, this is just something that you can accept or learn to accept, or is it something that you would say, look, you really should reconsider this, because you know it could affect your relationship with them, because it becomes so tenuous at that point.
Well, it's very difficult, Danny. I mean, that's why I think we need these trusted friends, and if possible, even trusted learned friends who are expert in this, whether it's a counselor, a therapist, a pastor, a best friend, a uncle, a grandfather. You know, we have to, there have to be some people in our lives whom we can find seeds of truth. Because when we get into the weird zone, we find there's hardly anything we can say that might be negative of a boyfriend or a girlfriend. For fun, I put some lines as an exercise. You know, what do you say to a friend when you're trying to tell them, this guy is not good for you, this girl's not good for you? And so for fun, I would say things like, well, he's not the brightest crayon in the box, or she's not playing with a full deck. Jesus loves him, but I'm not sure who else does. Or he's one taco short of a combination. And, you know, you're trying to tell your friend, this guy is bad news. And if they still don't get it, you know, you start saying things like, well, how do you spell sociopath? Because this person has such great problems. But it's true, in society, it's hard to find trusted friends we can talk to and find some good perspective. But that is needed. It does take a village to choose a spouse. And unfortunately, so many of my friends, exactly what you said, Danny, they just went into the relationship because they were lonely, where they saw the faults and they just said, well, I'll just compensate later. But it was so severe that they got a divorce. And then what happens? Then the pain multiplies. They feel rejection. They feel isolated. They feel lonely. If there's a kid involved, that's very bad. If the kid is now shared during holidays and all that, it just brings a lot of pain. So we have to understand it does take a village to choose a spouse. And that's principle number one.
There's a part in the book, I think in one of the latter chapters, where you talk about being, that it's possible to be married and lonely.
Yes.
And that's worse than being single and lonely.
Yes. Yes. And the reason for that is, if you make a bad choice and you're married and you're lonely, every day you see someone in your bedroom, in your living room, in your kitchen, who rejects you, doesn't know how to communicate with you. And so it's a horrible feeling. You're reminded of that. And this is another rejection, another put down. And it's better actually to be single and feeling lonely, because there are ways you can get around that more easily than if you're married and someone is purposely or unknowingly isolating you. It's a horrible thing. And that's why we need friends to really help us make some of these good decisions. I talk about how, you know, when people drink too much, they have a designated driver. And I think we need in our life designated truth tellers. Mm. And one of the exercises in the book is, so fill that in. Who is your designated truth teller right now? It's a friend named so-and-so. It's a pastor named so-and-so. It's a parent named so-and-so. It's a therapist. Or number six is, oh, no, I don't have anyone. So what does that mean? And that probably means we're in jeopardy in a lot of things. That's why it's good to be part of a church community, because you have the possibility, whether professionally through pastors or through the community of small groups or friends, to have some truth tellers in your midst.
I can see the book itself being a good guide, somewhat even therapeutic, with purposeful questions and exercises, if someone were to work through them, the self-discovery through the various forms of reflection that you guide throughout each chapter, would be extremely stimulating and eye-opening. But not only is that dynamic, I think it's double dynamic when you would go through the book in a group.
Yes.
Or if a church were to get their singles. And you talk about, you know, a plea for singles ministry to
That's
churches.
Right. That's right.
You know, but when you talk about having that, when I see this, envision this in a small group setting, the interaction, the kind of synergism that takes place, the trust that builds, the insights that are gained through the interaction between lives can be enormous. And also life-saving.
Yes, and I think that's why we put in the small group study questions at the end. And imagine, you know, this book is for singles of all ages. Some people think when I say singles, I only mean those in their 20s. It's, you know, there are many who are in their 40s, 50s, 60s, 70s, and beyond who are looking for a spouse. And the reason, one of the reasons we have small group study questions is that, you know, I'm hoping like college ministries like InterVarsity or CRU, you know, Crusade, mm-hmm. or others can understand that the number one issue for many young people is, you know, who am I going to marry and can I find a date? And then when they do date, you know, I say at the very beginning that unfortunately, here's the reality. If you're dating somebody, there are only two options then. You're either going to break up or get married. Those are the only two options once you start dating. And so anyone can get married. I know of a book that talks about how you can get married within a month. And I thought, golly, I don't need 100 pages to write that book. I don't even need 50 pages. I don't even need 10 pages. I don't even need one page. Okay, I'll have one page, but I don't need many sentences. I only need one sentence. If you want to get married within a month, then just lower your standards. Mm. Anyone can get married. Mm. But to get married to the right person and to be fulfilled, That's the trick, and that's why this book is out.
Well, to get married to the right person, you got to read How to Pick a Spouse by Dan Chun. When we come back, we'll talk more. Hey, you ever wonder what it's like to be in a premarital session? What goes on in the mind of the pastor? And why he'll say certain things? Why is it that he might encourage you to go on? Why is it that he might say, ho, 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 ho? Hang on here, hang on. I see some red flags, some warning signs that will save you in the end. Look in a premarital session with Pastor Dan Chun. And then what about sex before marriage? He is explicit in his description. He'll go into that when we come back. Stay with us.
Aimlessly beneath the barren sky. Leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
Have you heard the stories on the Good Life Hawaii radio show with Danny Amashiro and his guests?
Yup, I listen to Danny's show every day. Those testimonies inspire me in my life at work, with my family, and in my relationship with God.
Did you ever visit thegoodlifehawaii.com? There's all kinds of resources there. Danny Amashiro has interviewed hundreds of guests on subjects like parenting, business, relationships, depression, overcoming addiction, hope, and so much more.
As a matter of fact, I have. Did you know there are videos where Danny prays for your family, your finances, even a video I've used to help lead my friends to Christ?
Wow. And I hear Danny's offering special opportunities and benefits for his Good Life Partnership Club members.
Yep. Go to thegoodlifehawaii.com and remember to connect with Danny on Facebook. Follow him on Twitter, too. That's Danny Yamashiro.
I'm going to visit thegoodlifehawaii.com today.
A healthy smile can make all the difference. But where do you go for healthy teeth? Dr. Kerry Ishihara is a specialist in general dentistry in Waiahua. With more than 20 years of experience, Dr. Ishihara serves the people of Waiahua, including a special focus on military families. As a lieutenant colonel in the U.S. Army Reserves, he understands the needs of soldiers and families in our military community. The Good Life Hawaii radio show is proud to have Dr. Kerry Ishihara as an anchor sponsor. Call him at 621-8281. That's 621-8281.
Do you need a specialist in cosmetic dentistry? Someone who can bring the best in you from the inside out? Let Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa help you. His warmth, compassion, and expertise provides all the assurance needed for your dental needs. Visit Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry in Kaneohe. Call him at 235-4525 to make an appointment today. That's 235-4525. Or visit jeffmiyazawa.com. Windward Family Dentistry, where a lifetime of smiles is created. Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guests.
If there was a way to know with great assurance that you're chances of divorce would not only go down, they would plummet. We're talking about decreasing divorce in your own life or in the life of a friend. Would you be interested? Well, if you are, I would say a couple of things. Number one, you got to read this book by Dan Chun called How to Pick a Spouse. It will make a life-changing impact on you, your future, and that of your family. If you know of someone who is considering getting married, this book is one that you want to give to them as a gift. But there's something else that if you understand this, and Dan will explain why, but if you do this, it will cause the divorce possibilities to plummet. If you do this, you're listening to the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show. I'm Danny Yamashiro. I'm here with Dan Chun, author of the book How to Pick a Spouse. To find out more about the book and Dan and how to get it in all forms, as a paperback, as an ebook from various outlets, howtopickaspouse.com. Howtopickaspouse.com. Dan, what is that? Besides reading your book, if someone does this, divorce rate will plummet.
Well, the amazing statistic is, and my book has a lot of statistics besides practical advice. The amazing thing is that there was a time when someone made a research report that said, whether you're Christian or non-Christian, it doesn't make a matter in terms of divorce. And that was very depressing for pastors and others who go to church saying, what do you mean it doesn't make any difference? But then we realized the question was asked in the wrong way, because many people, especially in America, think they're Christian, but they don't even go to church. And so then we asked, if you went to church in this last week, so there's a sense that you go every week, but did you go to church this last week? And if you did, then we found out that the divorce rate actually plummeted. It was much lower than the national average. And Shanti Feldhahn has that that report and the statistics on good news about marriage in her new book coming out. But the other thing that's helpful, that if you're going to a church, you have a shot at premarital counseling. And now, if you don't go to a church, I would highly suggest you see a therapist or counselor, objective third party to do that. But if you're in a church, pastors all do premarital counseling. And for me, I used several instruments. One was a questionnaire form that I actually have put as an appendix in my book. So you can take that by yourself if you can't find a therapist, and you and your boyfriend, girlfriend can take that. But in addition, I have some psychological tests, Myers-Briggs, Edwards personal preference tests. We go over those scores, and it's an opportunity to talk about who are they as a couple. Do they see each other in reality, or are they in the weird zone?
You have married hundreds of couples. In the premarital counseling, besides taking these tests, what are you trying to get at?
Basically, I do want to see if they really understand who the other person is. Not that there's going to be perfect compatibility, because there never will be. We are sinners. You know, one of the great realities of marriage is that you are marrying somebody who will know your sinfulness more than anybody else. This person will know your faults, will know your irritating habits, your idiosyncrasies. And so marriage in that sense is very difficult. And so you want to pick somebody who can accept that and deal with it and talk about it openly.
How much of your time in your counseling session, you know, when you, for example, you have a pretty extensive profile or questionnaire that people need to answer, how much of it has to do with self-knowledge or even self-discovery, a person knowing who they are?
A lot of it has to do with self-discovery, because you might find out that you are jealous. You're the jealous type. You might find out you have an anger issue. You might find out you have a low tolerance for noise, or you're not skilled in problem-solving technique. So I talk about in the book, not only is it finding the right person, but determining, are you the right person for marriage? Because marriage does take a certain, successful marriage does take a certain maturity and skill set that is needed.
You are passionate about preventing divorce to the point where the sense I get, you want to eradicate.
Yes, I would divorce. Love to, just like Bill Gates wants to eradicate polio or malaria in the world, I would love to eradicate divorce.
It's somewhat of a play on words, soul care and soul tear. Describe what happens when a soul is torn, and why are you so passionate about this?
Well, looking at the Old Testament, there's a great passage about that says in Genesis, a man shall leave his mother and father, cleave to his wife, and they shall become one flesh. A man leaving his mother and father, that's a healthy principle, that you have to be mature enough to be apart from your parents, that you're not always going to listen to the mother-in-law, the father-in-law, or your parents. And so that's important. But the point where it says they will cleave to one another is talking as if when you get married, it is as if you're getting two pieces of glued paper stuck together. And then when you try to divorce, it's like trying to unstuck those two pieces of paper, which is impossible. And so there's a ripping, a tearing of the soul, a tearing of the heart. And that's why it's so difficult. The third part is they become one flesh, and that has to do with sexuality, which we'll talk about later. But it is such a trauma to go through a divorce that if I can help people avoid that and have a happy, fulfilled marriage, that'd be fantastic. I would also say, if you look at all the research, like Judith Wallerstein, who has done immense research on children of divorce parents, they are scarred for their whole lifetime. And it could crop up in ways of self-esteem, in trust, in abandonment issues. And if we can avoid that, that would be fantastic for a whole other generation that is growing up.
Somebody today who feels, and maybe they're listening, and as they're listening, they feel very, very inadequate, very unfinished. What would you say to somebody who is like, Dan, I'm never going to get married. No one is ever going to want to marry me because of, you know, some of the glaring faults that I see or don't even see, but I know they lie dormant somewhere in me.
Yeah, and that's true. And any relationship, whether a good friend or a spouse, those things that lie dormant will come out. And so first of all, none of us are perfect. That's kind of a given. And none of us are pure, and that's kind of a given. But all of us can learn tools to deal with our faults, tools to live and learn about our inadequacies. And I think that's what the book attempts to kind of think through. What are the ones that we need to work on, but also what are showstoppers if our spouse selection doesn't have? You know, what's the character issues? What are the core values that we would not want to water down? So you're right. It's a huge, going through this book is going through a huge self-analysis. One guy who read a draft and he was helping me in editing it and things like that. He read this, and he's single. And it wasn't so much about picking a spouse. He said, oh, my goodness, I think your chapter on codependency, I think I'm codependent. Mm. I think I need some therapeutic help. So he went to see a counselor. Mm-hmm. So I think this book is a self-discovery book that in and of itself can be very helpful of who we are and what kind of people might want to align with for the rest of our lives. And that's the thing about the rest of our lives. If one of my principles is it's important to take a lap around the track. And all I'm saying is that we need time to find out what this person's really like. We need time to get out of the weird zone. And so I talk about summering and wintering together. Take a full lap of 12 months, if possible, from the time you begin dating to the time you get married. And that gives you a chance to see things that you might not see otherwise.
You talk about sex before marriage. Why does sex make people think prematurely that he or she is the one?
That's a great question. And let me backtrack a bit by saying, you know what's fascinating is that on one hand, I'm saying take a lap around the track and really see what this other person's like. And in fact, I think some people buy cars or, let's say, a home with more research. I mean, they'll check water pressure, see if there's a good school in the neighborhood, see if there's a big tree that might fall over. And that's, you can buy and sell a house in 3 years if you want. But in picking a spouse, people don't take as much time or care or investigation. So now when it comes to sex, it would seem logically that, golly, if I'm going to investigate this person, then I should have sex with that person.
I got to test it out.
Right. Kick the tires.
Trial drive.
Right. Yeah, take a trial run. And that seems logical. That seems logical. And that would be what the world would say. Yeah, sleep with the person, have sex with them, and see what happens. But having sex before marriage actually creates things that become more complicated. Because when we have sex with somebody we're dating, it blinds us and it binds us. Somehow, when we have sex with somebody, we start getting blinded to their faults because the relationship suddenly takes a turn more towards the physical as opposed to investigating the emotional and spiritual about the person. So it starts blinding us, and because sex is fun, sex is a high, and we just want to do that more and more. And it also binds us emotionally, spiritually, far ahead of where we should be in the relationship at that time.
Dan, as you explain this, you mentioned in chapter 4, sex before marriage, you talk about some physiological effects that take place. When we come back from our break, let's talk about the hormone oxytocin. What does it produce? Where does it come from, and why it relates to some of the things that you're saying? Sometimes we don't even realize where these things are coming from, but we're made up a certain way by God, and when things are accelerated or executed in the wrong time, it could lead to great pain. The book, How to Pick a Spouse, by Dan Chun, available at howtopickaspouse.com. We'll be back with Dan in a moment. Stay with us.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath a barren sky. Leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
Danny Yamashiro Ministries presents the Good Life Partnership Club. Join today and receive Danny Yamashiro's inspirational biography, Paradise Calls, as an ebook, a slice of the Good Life CD by mail, a monthly personal letter from Danny that include inspiring devotionals, insider's access of news stories to share, and quarterly newsletters featuring guests, resources, and opportunities for ministry. Plus, a personal invitation to have dinner with Danny Yamashiro this year and a special Christmas gift exclusively for club members. All this for a minimum monthly commitment of just $25 per month at thegoodlifehawaii.com. For less than $1 per day, the Good Life Partnership Club membership will enrich you and multiply by spreading the hope of Jesus Christ to millions across the United States and the world. People like your family and friends. Join today at thegoodlifehawaii.com and click partners. That's thegoodlifehawaii.com.
Hi, this is Danny Yamashiro. Many people tell me how much the Good Life Hawaii radio show has made a difference in their lives, how they've shared our free podcast with friends and family from thegoodlifehawaii.org. Others have connected with us on Facebook and Twitter. This is made possible through our corporate sponsors. A big mahalo to Waiawa dentist Dr. Kerry Ishihara, orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry, Burt's Union Service Station on School Street, Michael Beasley of Kaiani, Fran Valarmia Kahawai of Properties International Limited, Chinen and Arinaga Financial Group Incorporated, L&S Marine Services Consultants, and RG Maintenance LLC. To find out how to become a corporate sponsor, click partners at thegoodlifehawaii.org. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show, Hawaii's only local inspirational Christian talk show on 99.5 KGU, weekdays at 2 p.m. and 12 midnight, providing opportunities to connect family and friends with Jesus Christ.
Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guest.
Well, it's that word that engages everyone. It's the word sex. And it's poignant today, because we're talking about a book written by Dan Chun entitled How to Pick a Spouse, and this will come up. It has come up. You've experienced the challenge of this, and maybe you have gone one way or the other on it, but we're talking about sex before marriage, and in this segment, we'll go into greater detail. Why is divorce so painful? What influence does Hollywood have on our sexual views today? How much is a virgin worth? I know that question sounds a bit odd. Dan will explain what that means. That and other things. And you know what? This is part one of a two-part feature. There's just no way that we would be able to fit in the content or even give a brushstroke of the immense depth of each chapter in just one segment. So this is part one of the two-part feature. You want to stay tuned and listen for part two. But Dan, here at the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show, as we consider how to pick a spouse, which is available, of course, at howtopickaspouse.com, why does this hormone, oxytocin, what does it produce?
Well, oxytocin sometimes can be referred to as a romantic hormone. When it's released in the body, and this is what happens during sex, it emotionally binds you to the other person. It's the same hormone secreted when a baby is nursing, and that creates such an emotional bond between a mother and a child. And so while you may think it's because of love that you're so attracted to the person with whom you're having sex, that feeling is also due to oxytocin. And the surge of the hormone can actually weaken or overcome objective thoughts, and you may become more emotionally bonded way before your commitment to the other person has had even a chance to develop. So hence, sex before marriage can blind you to a person's fault and bind you way too early. So there's wisdom in God's thinking when he suggested that we not have sex before marriage. It wasn't just to be a tough guy on something that we enjoy.
So there's a juxtaposition here from doing the test drive, mm-hmm. or kicking the tire to find out ahead of time. That's why, well, one reason why sex before marriage is prohibited in Scripture.
Well, and the funny thing, if you want to look at statistics, which my book does have, those who decide to live together have a higher divorce rate than those who don't. And again, that's really counterintuitive.
Because they're doing the test drive, right?
Right. But see, what they can't test, they can't practice commitment. They live with each other without, they're kind of committed, but they're not. and you can't test drive that. The commitment only happens when you put the ring on the finger and become married. And the nature of sex is that it's an escalator, not an elevator. You know, people think, you know, we can get involved and then not get involved. We can get involved, not get involved. And so they think it's like going up to floor 10 and then it'll go down to floor 3 and then go up to 7 and then down to 4. But it's more like an escalator. It just gets more and more and more involved having sex. And therefore, you don't know, is it the oxytocin? Is it the romance? Is it whatever? So we just got to be aware of that. I mean, there's so many, you know, when I talk to people, and whether Christians or non-Christians, I put the reason for not having sex due to the Bible as the very last thing, not because I think it's the least important, it's actually the most, but I put the last thing because very logically I can explain why sex before marriage is difficult. It makes a chance of a successful marriage more imperiled. Number one is oxytocin, as I said. But if we even talked about disease. So having sex with people who have had sex before marriage, it creates tremendous potential for problems. There's a disease which is called HPV, for short, human papillomavirus. And according to the CDC, the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, it's the most common sexually transmitted infection. And there are 40 types of this, and it can create serious problems. It can create warts in certain areas of our body, in our throat, cervical cancer, head and neck cancer, including the base of the tonsil and tongue. And if you choose to sleep around, know that approximately 79 million Americans are currently infected with HPV, with about 14 million more newly infected every year. Now, that's just one disease. Then there's gonorrhea, which has another 62 million people. And gonorrhea is tricky because now it's no longer responsive to penicillin. And they're finding less and less drugs that can stop it. And nearly 27% of all gonorrhea tested was found to be resistant to the three major antibiotics or some combination of them. And in 2011, the Center for Disease Control estimated that close to 700,000 people had gonorrhea. So if you look at, you know, if you choose to have sex before marriage, you risk these occurrences. Disease, if you get the wrong one, you could have death, like HIV. There'll be pain. There could be unwanted pregnancy. There could be an abortion. There could be infertility due to some of these diseases. You could be bound emotionally or prematurely to an incompatible partner. You could be blinded to a person's faults. Oh, yeah, and then lastly, is against God's will. In the Bible, it's one of the few places that says this is the will of God. There are two places in the entire Bible where it actually says this is the will of God. And one is to pray a lot, which is great. And the other one is to not have sex outside of marriage. And so there's a reason God has these rules. He designed us. It's like he's the car maker. He's giving us the car manual. And so I know it sounds counterintuitive, but there is a chapter on this of why we have to hear what the world is saying. It's not necessarily best for our marriages, and that's contributing to a high divorce rate. I mean, you know, if I were to look at what Hollywood's putting out, just for fun, if you're, as a listener, if you pulled out a piece of paper, a pad of paper, and I would say to you, okay, just write down 10 movie titles, just 10 in the hundreds of thousands of movie titles out there. Just write down 10 that show a married couple having pleasurable, passionate sex. Just write 10.
A married couple.
And the big bias is that it's all about unmarried people having sex, so sex must be fun when you're unmarried, and you're supposed to have sex when you're unmarried. But try to list 10. Try to list 5. Try to list 1 movie title that a married couple is having pleasurable, passionate sex. I bet you can't think of 5.
How many did you come up with?
Well, I can, offhand, I can only think of 1. You want to know the title?
Sure.
It's 300, which is about the 300 uh-huh, Spartans. And maybe there are others that are more R-rated and X-rated that I don't know about.
Battle of Thermopylae.
Yeah, right. But and that was King Leonidas and his wife.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But most cases, it's unmarried people having sex. And therefore, that must be where the fun is. But that's a lie.
Dan, what does an equilateral triangle have to do with marriage and sex?
Well, I'm sure that God wants excellence in our life, and his will for our life is to live it in the most excellent way. And the best way is to, as I put in the book, to think of like an equilateral triangle, in which on the top of the triangle is the word marriage, and on the left line going up to that top is about physical involvement, and on the right side is emotional commitment. And somehow those three have to be all in sync, so that the level of physical involvement going up, let's say, the left line, has to parallel that of the emotional commitment on the right line. And by going further up until finally it's marriage, where the physical involvement and the emotional commitment are at its pinnacle, that's the time to get married. But if anything is out of balance, it becomes more like an obtuse triangle, where if you can imagine one side sliding way over, where the emotional flies up to the marriage pinnacle, but the physical involvement's not there. Or the physical vomit flies up to the top, but there's no emotional commitment. So that's just an imbalanced triangle.
You speak about the importance of balance. There are principles here. There are guidelines, tremendously relevant examples, practical, here in the book, How to Pick a Spouse. Dan, you are also a man of great grace. And so many of our listeners right now, single, might be thinking, you know, I'm obtuse. My relationship now is obtuse. A word of grace as we wrap up this first segment in preparation for our next feature.
Indeed, I'm all for grace. And I think in the next section, you'll hear me say very clearly, A, you know, if you are a virgin, then keep your virginity for the person you know you want to spend the rest of your life with. But B, if you are listening to this and you're not a virgin, then strive to be one from here on. But know that God's forgiveness is real. And so in the next segment, I'm going to read a very poignant and profound email from someone who understands how God's forgiveness has allowed her to start a new chapter, even though she has had a life of having sex outside of marriage.
And when we come back to our next segment, Dan will share that. Plus, some things regarding the operational system of how people ought to be, or even some things that you need to be aware of when you're dating, things that might come up that may not be mentioned. But when Dan describes it, oh, it's so easy to get a hold of. Dan Chun, the author of How to Pick a Spouse. I hope, my friend, that you've been encouraged by the insights from Dan on how to pick a spouse. You know, God's timing is just perfect. And there's no better time than right now to share the love of Christ with someone near you. And if you haven't done so, this is the perfect moment for you to open your heart to Jesus. Go to thegoodlifehawaii.com, click Get to Know Jesus. I've got a presentation for you there. And to help us with your financial support to make a donation, go to thegoodlifehawaii.com and click Partners. Proverbs 16 verse 2 says, all a person's ways seem pure to them, but motives are weighed by the Lord. It's always a blessing to be with you. A special thank you to our guest, Dan Chun. Find out more at howtopickaspouse.com. Until next time, along with my technical producer, Chaz Ontai, our guest coordinator, Jamie Lee Kwai, and web designer, Arlen Nagata, I'm Danny Yamashiro. Remember, the Lord is with you. Let him unleash your God-given purpose today.
Thank you for listening in on today's broadcast of The Good Life with host Danny Yamashiro. We hope that today's program has been a blessing for you. The Good Life radio program is listener supported, and we'd like to encourage you to pray about becoming a sponsor or donor. Your support makes it possible for us to continue to minister to God's people through The Good Life. To become a sponsor or to make a donation, please visit thegoodlifehawaii.org. That's thegoodlifehawaii.org. And may God richly bless you with The Good Life.